My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, so today we are going to talk about how to go beyond being a tech marketer. So in the last episode, I explained what an internet marketer is. Neil, do you want to explain what a tech marketer is? And then we can kind of talk about how people can go beyond.
So a tech marketer is someone who's focusing on marketing technology, EX SaaS companies or EX software or anything like that.
What I would say is this. So I've actually, Neil, correct me if, I mean, Neil's actually had a couple of tech companies. I've worked at a tech company before. So this is a long time ago, at multiple tech companies. And so, you know, the beginning of my career was I started out as an internet marketer. I tried a lot of different things. And then eventually I started looking, gravitating more towards tech. And I started, you know, all the fanfare you see around, you know, this company raising this amount of money, this company raising this amount of money, the allure of Silicon Valley was just talking to amazing founders. That was really interesting because I just wanted to learn and talk about, new ideas. And so in the last episode, we talked about kind of what internet marketers are really good at, which is historically they're very good at acquisition, but not that good at retention. I mean, I'm generalizing here, but when I think about technology marketers, they're, you know, pretty decent when it comes to acquisition, but they are not, well, they're exceptional, actually. They're very exceptional when it comes to retention, because as part of a product organization, you're forced to continually talk to customers, do customer development, ask the right questions, and you're constantly making the product better and better. And you're also making your marketing better and better, right? So you might have a product marketing team, you might have a, you know, demand generation team, and then they work in tandem with the product marketing team, right? So you're part of something much bigger than yourself, and you're part of trying to build an organization where you guys can potentially reach, you know, $1 billion in ARR or annual recurring revenue. I mean, just look at Salesforce. course, they've reached that milestone, right? And I think, you know, other amazing companies like HubSpot, you know, publicly traded. So I just think, in my opinion, working in tech and also, you know, having software companies, I think it forces you into a long-term mindset. And I think in terms of how you can go beyond being a tech marketer, Neil, what are your thoughts about how people can actually level up?
The best way is to learn technology as well, right? So it's like, most people in tech marketing, they're like, yeah, let me go figure out how to market a product. In technology, there's something that, you know, Sean Ellis coined years and years ago called growth hacking. There's multiple ways to grow, from product to sales to design to onboarding. And as a marketer, you shouldn't just focus on, hey, I'm going to go drive traffic. You should also learn how to optimize the funnel. You should also learn how to create viral loops for referral systems. You should also figure out how to improve the user onboarding so that way you can optimize the lifetime value. When you start doing things like that, you're much more valuable to the company and you can get paid much more than just being a quote unquote marketer.
Yeah, I remember I did an episode on YouTube before. So I talked about kind of the differences. How do you become a six-figure marketer, a seven-figure marketer, and an eight-figure marketer? So I think if you want to go beyond kind of the internet marketing world and the tech marketing world, I think it's you start studying, you know, entrepreneurs, you start studying investors, right? I think that's the next level up. And it forces you to change your mindset. And, you know, when you change your mindset, then everything else carries downward, right? So you start to think about, okay, what stuff should I be reading? Should I be reading more stuff about investing? How about more stuff on philosophy, right? And by the way, what do all these investors and entrepreneurs do? Oh, they actually hang out with other smart people or people that are much smarter than them so they can level up, right? So whether it's, you know, joining different peer groups, throwing dinners and things like that. I remember when I was about 26, 27, I had started to do peer groups at my place with other marketers. And these were marketing leaders. I would pay for dinner and we kind of do hot seats. People talk about what's working and what's not working. And then one person, we kind of help them dissect a big problem that they're facing. And, you know, eventually a couple of years later, you know, level up into joining different entrepreneur peer groups or different marketing peer groups, right? So as an example, Neil and I, we have a group called the Growth Accelerator. I think if you just go to marketingschool.io, you'll learn more about it. But Neil and I, we just want to learn from amazing people, get a good group of 7 to 9 figure entrepreneurs together and get good speakers together, right? And so that's what's really going to help, I think, people go beyond just kind of the world of marketing and just kind of think bigger. Again, it's all about reframing. It's all about mindset, I think, at the end of the day. And I didn't understand that before when people said, you know, everything's about mindset. But, you know, get a little more experience and you realize, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Neil?
We really appreciate it if you rate and review this podcast. You can do that on iTunes or Google Play. Thank you for listening to Marketing School.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.